On today's episode, Dennis fucked up the intro.
Yeah, I did.
So here's a pre-intro. Today we'll be talking about when shit hits the fan, literally, as a fan.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
We walked in today and Dennis had a fireplace going on the TV for us.
Yeah.
A box of donuts.
And some coffee.
Coffees.
Yeah.
Why so generous, Dennis?
We're going to talk about feelings today.
And he's got the AC on like 40 degrees.
Yeah, it feels like a popsicle.
What? This is because Dennis dragged us in here at the crack of dawn.
Yes.
He apparently wants to go go somewhere today, and so we all had to wake up super early, get in here.
8:30.
It's dark outside still.
What do you guys have planned today? What do you guys got going on today? Anything?
We've got some bun tasting.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, you lucky bastards. That's a good way to start with donuts first.
Beach bun.
Julio just looked so disgruntled. I looked over and he just looked like he's
still reeling from last night. You think you're disappointed? I'm disappointed.
Well, what happened last night?
So yesterday we spent 5 hours making a...
Six. We started at 10.
Hours.
We were done at 4.
Making a TIFO, which is a big banner.
What's TIFO?
And it was going to be the world's first SWIFO.
Damn it.
Which is a TIFO in a suite.
Actually, technically.
Still could be.
No, because that suite across the field from us
yeah.
had that one sign.
Are you talking with a donut in your mouth?
Sorry.
I still don't know what the other suite sign said last night.
It was something about...
It was that player from Georgia, the new one that they acquired?
Yeah.
The one that was in the news recently about being awarded something for promoting equality across sports or something like that. I don't remember his name. I'll have to look him up. But
cool.
A noble vision, but noble. Not as noble
but
as
not,
ours.
But not a TIFO. That's more like a vinyl sign.
Yeah. So we spent 6 hours on this fucking thing, and we were so excited. And then we got to the game, and we thought, well, we'll unveil it right after halftime, because we weren't going to be able to make it in time for the beginning of the game. And then right at halftime, we're all set. And then Danny, our sales rep, came in to say hi. Super nice guy. Super talkative. And he sat there and talked for halftime, and then the first 10 minutes of the second half. And it was like, well, we can't unveil this TIFO when the Quakes guy's standing right here. And then right after he was done, we were like, okay, we'll still do this. But then a couple of the players were in the suite.
Yeah.
So oh, no. The injured players. So we're like, well, we can't unveil this thing while the Quakes are in here because they'll get associated with it. So then we just slowly... rage built up, and then we just left and we didn't do it, but they won. So it was good.
Yeah,
good.
They started playing out of their minds.
So maybe the TIFO in a bag is good luck.
You just always have to bring a TIFO now if you want the Quakes to win.
Yeah, that's a good way of getting it past security. Right, listen,
this is gonna make them win. TIFO,
what is it? It's just a big banner. Like, it's like a big fabric sign, or like usually like a painted, like with words and pictures on it, that the supporter section usually like unveils and like drapes over themselves, so it covers the whole section.
Oh, okay.
So like, you know, and it'll have some text saying, and usually some picture of like,
we support whatever. Our team, or like,
yeah,
like they did one in Portland last week with that Chucky, a big Chucky doll, basically implying the other team was going to die or something.
TIFO is an Italian word for phenomenon of supporters of a sport team, so it's Italian for like a supporters group area. Yeah, I get it.
Did you know what Jim just did? Jim said it's Italian for phenomenon of supporters.
No,
so basically, it's Italian.
Is it the sugar crash?
Yeah, like to repeat it.
I went up and I'm down. That was 20 minutes of sugar right there.
It's Italian for sugar, which it's is kind of like. So basically, it's like Italian for sugar.
So basically, it's donuts.
Yeah.
I'll be repeating myself the rest of this episode.
That's good.
But anyways, it was
I'll be
frustrating.
Repeating myself the rest of this episode.
And we still got it to. But we still got it for a future game.
Why did you make the TIFO? What was your point? What were you trying to? If I would have been there last night and sitting across the way and seen it, would I have understood what it was trying to say to me?
You might have, but the point of it was basically, so the Earthquakes are our local team, And I've been going to Earthquakes games since I was seven, so a long time. And there's some good things, but in general, like, the owner doesn't seem to care, right? He owns the A's and the Earthquakes. I'm sure he cares, but he's not, like, out front, mm-hmm. not visible. Almost like Chris Cohen when he used to own the Warriors, where it's kind of like, you just kind of, like, hide. And then from afar, because he doesn't talk, all you can assume is the way he runs the A's and Warriors is basically like, what's the least I can do to be okay, right? So yeah. I want to do the least possible. I want to cut costs whenever I can. And I want to put myself in a position where I can maximize revenue sharing. So basically, I want to survive based on how the other owners do. So the better teams come in, they make more money. Most of these leagues have some revenue sharing. I'll get my share of that. I'll do the bare minimum to not completely piss everyone off. In baseball, he did finally piss everyone off, and they told him, hey, we're not giving you any more revenue sharing because you're not, you got to start surviving on your own. So it's not like he has bad teams always. It's just that it's not the best way to run a team, right? Like you, yeah. sometimes your players will outperform what they should do. Like the A's this year are doing great. And as a fan, that's great, but it's not, you don't, based on history, you don't think he's going to build on it, right? He's going to be like, oh, they did great. Let me sell these guys high. And we'll just, they're constantly in rebuilding mode. And then you have like a bright spot, and then the bright spot ends because as soon as someone's good enough to show they should get paid more, then he's like, we're a small market team in Oakland and San Jose. So we got to get rid of them and then do it again. So it's fine if you want to run your business this way, that way. It's just as a fan, you start questioning, what's the fucking point? You know, like what's the point of, so the Warriors is a good example where new ownership comes in and changes everything. And shows that it has nothing to do with the area you live in or the team's past or anything. It's just how the team is run, right? Especially, you could say, oh, well, it's different areas. But at least in the Bay Area, it's apples to apples.
Yeah.
So the A's could be run like the Giants. The Earthquakes could be run like the Warriors. Like, there's no reason other than the ownership or the management not making the right decisions. They can't be. So.
And the Warriors are no longer small market, by the way, too. I mean, they never, and I don't think they ever, once Lacob took over, they never really considered themselves to be small market.
No, they always considered it to be like.
They play across the street from each other.
Yeah. Small market is basically, sometimes it's based on the population and the market you're in, and yeah. sometimes it's based on the mindset of the owner, right? So the A's owner has a small market mindset, even though he's in the Bay Area, and the Earthquakes, the same owner, has a small market mindset, even though he's in the Bay Area. Like, it doesn't have a. You know, there's owners in other cities which are smaller or medium markets, smaller population that are like, don't consider themselves small.
Isn't San Jose like the fifth largest city in California or something like that? Yeah. Like, there's like 3 million people living down there just in San Jose. So that's unbelievable.
So it's basically like, it's just in general, either like indifference or incompetence. And then, so, and you could logically talk through all this, right? Like, I was talking to Danny about a lot of this, and you could see the perspective they've been told on the inside, but a lot of it's like, but so what? Like, it's not like, so as a fan, I think it's, sports is different. A business, if you go to fucking McDonald's and you're like, can I get a turkey burger? And they're like, we don't make turkey burgers. We're McDonald's. We make burgers.
Yeah.
And then that's understandable. Like, okay, I don't get a turkey burger. Now, if you taste a McDonald's burger and you're like, this is terrible, or like, this is raw or whatever, then you would complain. But in sports, like, it's not just the owner's team. It like, it's almost like this civic trust thing for the team. So you can't say like, we don't do like that. We don't really try to win championships. We just try to barely make the playoffs. Or, oh, we don't, we can't do soccer that well.
Especially in soccer.
Because our budget's limited, right? You don't want to hear from McDonald's like, hey, our burgers are okay. We could make them really good, but like, that fucking oven is expensive. I know everyone else.
we just want your money.
Yeah, everyone else uses it, but we don't want to use it because, like, you know, that's Burger King analogy. Has more money.
Yeah, that's good.
He is on. I think it's the donuts. He's on point today.
So, what's the point of a fan being a fan if you're not really shooting?
And that was what I asked the other last week. Like, what the fuck is the point, right? Yeah. Like, why am I fucking spending this money on a suite or whatever it is? And then ultimately, you realize, wait a minute, yeah, like you're. If part of your fandom is like wanting your team to win and be the best it can be, then your fandom is capped by the ambition of the owner. So if the owner doesn't share the same ambition, then you can be a fan, but you have to understand, like, I'm going to be a fan of a team that's like, because I feel like a lot of owners, like, It's like, well, but you'll support us because we're your team. Mm-hmm. Well, we're your team. Why? Because we're fucking here. You live here. We're your team. So we can do whatever the hell we want, and you're still some percentage of you are still going to support us, right? Like, we build a nice stadium. Some people just want to come to stadium to hang out. So it's like a weird one where most companies you could define like what your job is or your focus is in sports. Owners do it, but they doesn't really resonate sometimes with the fan, because it's like, no, your job is to fucking win, put the best team in place, right? So the Earthquakes will say like, oh, well, MLS is growing so fast. We've gone from MLS 1.0 to 3.0. So we're right now we're in the process of putting all that infrastructure in to catch up to the Atlantas and the LAs. What the fuck? Why? Like, you were there before them. Why do you have to catch up to them?
Way before them.
So isn't that a sign of like incompetence? Well, kind of. But like, we're going to get there and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we got these 15, 16-year-old kids we just signed. It's the new model coming forward. They're going to be ready in a few years. So what are we fucking supposed to do? Give you fucking $70,000 a year for a suite? Like, until then?
Yeah.
You know, like, well, yeah. Because like,
because you're a fan,
aren't
right?
You guys a fan? Aren't you guys fans? It's like, why aren't you fucking ambitious? So, anyways. So, the TFL will wait for another day. But the point of it was basically to say, like, it was to use something from pop culture that somewhat recognizable to basically say, like, you really don't give a shit about us.
Yeah.
Without giving too much away. It looks pretty badass.
How's the fans been at the stadiums?
Both of them were pretty good last night.
Yeah.
No.
It was jam-packed.
That's the other weird thing about sports, right? So they announce on sale. So that's why some of them don't have it, because like, they sell everything in advance. So last night they announced the attendance is 16,000. If you go on Twitter, people are saying the actual attendance was probably 5,000 to 6,000.
Yeah, it was dead in there last night. It was easily the smallest crowd I've ever seen there.
Wow. The loudest they got, seriously, this is no joke, was when they did this thing at halftime. The loudest section gets a free jumbo jack. And congratulations to Section 112, because they were loud as fuck. I was like, whoa. So people can cheer here.
112 seat 11.
They were all, they knew that time. They knew it was coming. So they, well,
unless they like,
held.
I don't think they do that. Where they funnel in sound from the crowd just to make it sound like it's louder for, like, you know, checking the box sponsorships.
Whenever they do that, I always think, I think that like there's some meeting before the game and like four guys are in a room and they're like, what do you think, 112 to this week? And they're like, yeah, 112.
112. Let's put the speaker louder.
Doesn't even matter who's sitting there, right?
Yeah, that was as loud as it was. And they scored four goals, by the way. So, like, they had opportunities to be loud. And I swear to God, it was the loudest it got the whole time.
You're right.
So, the weird thing, so what's hard when you're saying, like, oh, I'm not going to give the. So, basically, we said, we're not going to give the team any more money. Doesn't mean still support the team. But even then, the owner can, and the way they could run the team could make you not want to, because, again, you get to, like, what's the fucking point, you know? Yeah. And then. But they, what's awkward is, like, you don't want to, the players are still trying as hard as they can and put in a position they can do whatever they can do. Well, most of them are trying as hard as they can. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that was an awkward part where you're like, if we like, make a statement against the owners or the soccer operations side, will that offend the players? If we ask a player, then we don't. Like, it's two separate things, right? Like, it's not that we agree or disagree with you. It's just, it's clear, like, it's in soccer culture. Like, you just, like, one of the Quakes guys was telling me, well, it's just part of the, you know, there's going to be ups and downs when you follow a team. But it's like, hey, like, you get paid, like, right? You might tell yourself that, like, you might think that's great, but, like, yes, there'll be ups and downs, but if the peak is, like, 70% of where you should be, and the downs is like the ceiling 40%, is right?
Capped.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it's different. And so then it's also like, yeah, it's fine. We just don't have to fucking pay for it. I don't have to watch it. Like,
yeah.
Still watch. Like the A's this year, I had season tickets until 2 years ago. I didn't make it that much because it's all the way in Oakland. But like, that was the same thing where I'm like, well, A, I don't make it that much. And B, I was like, all right, so this year I'm not going to fucking give him any money. So I'm not going to go to the games. I'm not going to buy any A's shit. But I'll still kind of follow it. And it's kind of weird. It's conflicting because they're having a really good season. But I just kind of could give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a...
It does matter if the owner gives a shit for you to give a shit.
Well, what happens then is then...
Well, he'll have to prove you wrong because there's a lot of great players on that Oakland team right now.
Yeah. So he has to keep...
Olsen, Chapman, Chris Davis have an MVP year. But there's I think for all Oakland A's fans believe that they're gonna get dealt at some point, and until they are proven until you prove them, the owner proves them wrong, the ownership, then you're like, ah, see, I told you. That's exactly what was going to happen. Why the hell did I invest my emotion and my money into something that isn't necessary, isn't investing in my emotional sort of well-being as a fan?
Yeah, so like Chapman is, so the A's have always, so they had Chavez back in the day, and then
Eric
they,
was great.
He was awesome, but they invested heavily in him, but they got rid of
everyone else
on the team, right? So then they got, next one was Donaldson, who was like MVP caliber. They had Donaldson. There was no reason, they still had him under contract for another year and a half, and they decided to trade him to save money.
Toronto won an MVP the following year.
Yeah, so now you have Chapman. So based on past, why would you think that they're going to, you know, so you kind of get excited about the guys, and then you're like, at least me, what's the point? Like, I want to be in this for like a couple years or a few years, and like, they're not going to be there. Same with the Raiders, right? As soon as I was talking to one of Luke's friend's mom the other day, and she's like, are you going to the Raiders opener? I was like, I didn't even think about, the Raiders left. They're moving to fucking Las Vegas. She goes, but they're still playing in Oakland this year. I'm like, yeah, but the reason I went to Raider games was, since Luke was one, he went to Raider games, right? And then he got to be 8, and they decided they were going to, and it was like, I thought, this is cool. It's like a tradition, right? He goes to Raider games. He'll grow up like sporting them. And then they announced they're moving to Las Vegas. It's like, okay, so he's not going to have his local team that he's supporting. So why should I keep going? And they're like, you don't want to miss out. The team's getting good. And it always seems to happen, right? The team will start to get good right at the time when some shitty decision is made. Mm-hmm. And then when
Khalil Mack.
Yeah, when you feel good about it, something bad will happen. And so it's like, now it doesn't matter, right? It's just one person. But like the Raiders, for example, like Luke, the first year was like, why don't we go to the Raider games anymore? It's like, because we're not going to be able to do after next year. Now he just does, he could care less about the, he's like, doesn't even ask or think about the Raiders. And then he likes the Earthquakes, kind of. But he if we don't go, he's not going to think about it or care. So it doesn't matter. But at some point down the line, he's not going to have this tradition of going. So he's not going to want to go anymore. When he has kids, he's going to be like, maybe they'll be like, oh, daddy, can we go to the Earthquakes game? But it's not going to be like, hey, he's not going to be raised on going to the A's. Yeah. Like he asked me the other day, he's all, we haven't gone to any A's games this year. I'm like, thanks, fuck, whatever. We don't, like, we're just, we don't, it's hard to explain to you, but like, do you want to go? I'll take you if you want to go. Yeah, not really, but we usually go. Like, I'll go if you want. I'm like, well, I don't feel like going. We can watch it on TV and be happy for the, but like, yeah, it's just a,
hence the Jagwagon, Dennis.
What happened with the Jagwagons? Is that still going? Do we have new members?
Not the Jagwagons.
The Jagwagons.
There's only one Jagwagon. The team's called the Jagwagons.
It's not the Jagwagons? Where are they?
It's called the Jaguar, bro.
Oh, that's what it is, sorry.
That Jagwagon is still rolling.
Yeah.
So the Jagwagon, we decided, in the middle of the offseason, let's pick a team where no one seems to be super passionate about any football team. Let's just pick a team to follow. The criteria was they had to be kind of bad. They couldn't have any kind of past that was like, some epic rivalry with any other team you're somewhat familiar with, and they have to have a bright future.
Yeah.
So Jaguars fit the bill.
I'm excited.
So we got the Jagwagon. Anyone wants to join the Jagwagon?
Do I have to memorize? Hit us up. Do I have to memorize stats and all that? Name player names?
It would be ideal.
A couple.
I don't know how you guys do that with sports. It seems so laborious to learn all these names, stats. Like,
I don't think you just listen and you watch enough games and you start taking it in, right?
You do the same thing with species of mice. That's even weirder.
I do, actually.
How do you do it? Well, when we go to Vegas,
September 9th.
In a couple of weeks, you got to bet on the Jaguars to win the Super Bowl.
Okay. Oh, I have a few bets in mind. Are we going to dress up?
I think Jaguars wore...
Dress up like what? Like Jaguars?
that'd be awesome to see a fleet of Jaguars surround a blackjack table.
Are we going to dress up?
They'll show up in a Jaguar.
Wait, we go back to this. What do you mean Jaguars? Are we going to dress up?
Are we theming it? Like a bunch of guys going to Vegas?
By yourself?
We will look like a bunch of guys going to Vegas. What theme do you want?
Like one guy gets all dressed up and everyone looks like security? Like, you guys don't do that?
That'd be good.
I'll be the guy dressed in the shorts and t-shirts.
Why don't you guys wear just Jaguar jerseys?
We don't have Jaguar jerseys.
Get on it. Jaguar transfers are coming.
Homemade Jaguar jerseys.
Actually, Jaguar jerseys would be a good solution to like wives being worried about us being in Vegas. That would fucking, I mean, there'd be nothing to worry about.
That would repel the shit out of
you. Darling, I was wearing this the whole time. There's
bunch of guys running around in fucking Jalen Ramsey jerseys.
That's a good player to remember. Ramsey.
Ramsey, okay.
It's defensive back.
And Fournette. Whenever you're in a bar, ask for a shot of Fournette and then just yell, this is for you.
Leonard.
This is for you,
Fournette.
Ramsey.
No, Ramsey's. No.
Oh, wait, no, it's not right. It's
Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette.
And Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll do Fournette shots when we're there, even though the cough syrup.
Can't wait.
Can you just put out like a weekly like recap of what happened so we don't actually have to watch the Jaguars play?
Well, we land right. We land at like halftime of their game. They play the Giants that morning.
So are you putting bets on the afternoon
games? So we need
games?
To find. We need to give Jordan money to bet because Jordan's going there this weekend, right?
Yeah.
We need to give Jordan money to bet on the Jaguars for us so that when we get there.
Oh, then you can watch the end of it. Oh, that's good. That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
Venmo. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for Vegas.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
I've started peppering, so slowly building up tolerance.
Have you started peppering? What day is today?
12 days out.
If you drink like one or two drinks a night, all the way till the event,
you're fine.
That's it. You're just gonna have one or two.
Yeah, one or two.
Your peppering never gets beyond that.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little crazy.
If I really want to up my training.
Yeah.
How many drinks did you have last night? What did you do?
Just
last
two.
Night?
Yeah. Two drinks of whiskey. So.
If I really want to up my training. Might take it
yeah.
three or four.
Yeah, you need to get on it.
So, wait, how big is the group? Who's going?
I don't know. How many security guards do you want? Because I did. Anyone else notice? I mean, Dennis wasn't thinking like, "Hey guys, one of you guys want to dress up like a
well, you guys are all the rest of the guys security guards, right, black jackets and
yeah, he's like,
guys, I'll wear something.
I have your
glasses.
Sunglasses right here. Please wear white collar shirts.
No, we should make Dennis wear a partywithdennis.com t-shirt and we should all look like security.
Oh shit, I don't know if I can get one ordered in enough time.
That'd be hilarious. We'll be like,
it'd be great.
We'll be like, hey, who wants to party with Dennis?
It'll be a party with Dennis tank top.
We gotta do that. We gotta order at least a transfer. He'll be partywithdennis.com. We'll fucking all walk out. And the goal is to get as many people to party with Dennis as we can.
Done.
It's gonna be a disaster.
You could get something turned around in 10 days.
And we'll have the Jaguars jersey in case we ever want it to stop.
Yeah. Well, you have your Jagwagon transfers come in that's the true. Next couple of days, so you'll be able to like those two.
Yeah.
That'd
be hilarious.
Jagwagon. We were gonna talk about right. Vision.
We were, but that was.
But we got into sports.
That just turned into a rant. The rage rant.
22 minutes.
22 minutes.
Pretty good.
We could call that we could call it the TIFO episode.
TIFO. Yeah.
Yeah. TIFO. You'll have to stay tuned. We will. I really love that fucking TIFO. We spent a lot of time on it.
And actually, well...
Now we don't get to show it
until we shouldn't
later.
Disclose too much info, but it really looked like the person that we were aiming for, by the way.
Yeah.
Because, I would have told you the truth. I would have been like, look, this does not look like...
This person.
This person. We should probably just...
That's not what he said at the time. Actually, at the time he said, you know, kind of looks like him. Because, don't trust me, I would have laughed and made fun of you if he didn't.
That's exactly what I said.
Wait, did you actually draw it, the person? How do you get the image on there?
We designed it on Photoshop. Then we printed out each section on an 8.5 by 11.
Well, don't tell all the secrets. So basically, then the secret part. I guess I said don't tell them the secret, but the secret part is then.
Let me tell them the secret.
Yeah, wait.
So Julio prints out this stencil thing, right? Then we get glue, like a clear glue from, what was it called, Michaels or whatever.
The clear glue factory.
And you'll basically paint the sections. Of the picture with its clear glue, and then you remember pixie sticks.
Yeah.
So you get pixie sticks. They have different color, right? They're like slight. They're mostly white, but they have crystals like slightly different color. So it's like a slight green zipper. And then you blow the pixie stick all over the glue, and so it sticks to the glue.
So you had like a craft day.
Yeah.
How the hell did you come up with that? YouTube.
Yeah. So. Dennis, if you want to make a TIFO, that's what you should do when you go home. Try it that way.
Make sure it's huge. It's 110 inches by 104.
Yeah. It's a lot of pixie sticks. Like, you need a lot of pixie sticks. You need a lot of glue. And the problem is, a lot of times you're painting the glue on. Before you get a chance to blow the pixie sticks all over it, the glue dries. So you have to fucking do it again. Blow the pixie sticks. It's fucking crazy.
How long did this take?
6 hours. Oh, and a lot of breath.
Yeah. A lot of pixie sticks. But that's why we can say it's the sweetest banner we've ever made.
You can go check it out. It's in the office. I had to lay it out because we added a couple of chalk things at the end, and I wanted to see if it worked.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And it faded into the TIFO. But it's downstairs. Check it out.
I will.
And then hopefully we'll post it next the game. We get to unveil it.
When's the next game?
Well, I think there's a game. 15th is the next game.
Right. I'll take the day off.
No, we won't be there for that, though.
Yeah.
Well, he won't be there for that.
Hmm? Right now, that was why I got into a rage near the end of the game, because I realized I couldn't make any Quakes game the rest of the season. So I was never going to get to witness the unveiling.
Oh, no.
But the 15th, I think I have the best chance of being able to rearrange.
Okay.
Wait, quick question. So we have a mutual friend who kept saying that it wasn't going to make a difference.
Yeah. Millar.
Yeah, Millar.
Millar, we're like, hey, we're going to fucking unveil this thing at halftime. He's like, why? We're like,
it's not going to make a difference.
He's like, what's the point? I'm like, what do you mean, what's the point? It's fucking fun. He's like, it's not going to make a difference.
Well, but to that point,
the right Millar.
To that point, I guess it depends on on the scale of the difference that you wanted it to make, but I thought it would have made some sort of impression.
Yeah. I think the owners, from outside, it appears that the owner could really give a shit if anyone cares, right? It's just, I own this team, you know, like, I was given the gap and I will give the team to my kids or whatever it is. And so, we were talking about this afterwards, like, you should be happy that we at least fucking care,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Because, like, why are we making this thing? Even though we say, like, I don't even fucking care anymore, we must care on some level. Or we just love to fucking entertain ourselves and blow pixie sticks all over the place.
Yeah, well, hopefully it gets a better reaction than the last sign.
What are you talking about? We got all the way up to the president?
We got called legends on Twitter.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed it.
And we got a text from the team president.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Did you enjoy the game, guys?
Yeah, we did.
What about this? All right, well.
All right, cool. Well, that was a fun episode.
Yeah, that was.
It's not about what we're supposed to talk about, but.
I know. Sorry, I'm a little low energy today. I think I had too much coffee.
You probably just need another donut.
Low energy? Too much coffee gives you low energy?
Well, I think, like, I'm a little queasy from the coffee.
Yeah, and the dozen donuts.
I'll pep up on the next one.
All right. Well, see you in 3 weeks.
Okay, sweet. All right, should we?
No, let's just stop right there and have it just people think, like, wait, what happened? Did it cut off?
I know. What should we? So if you like what you hear, follow us on Instagram, @TheStartupAddict, Twitter, startup_addict, YouTube.
Yes.
Yes. Search us still.
Oh, yeah.
Keep searching. And then also startupaddict.com. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed it.